robotics, Brad. Should we talk about robotics
right now? Leave it to Peter Moore, Windsor High School robotics teacher. And robotics, let me tell you, you know how popular that is.
Oh, absolutely. They have competitions.
Oh, yeah. Huge. And they're going to have one in Windsor.
Hey, Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brad. How are you doing?
And also, my partner, you haven't met him yet, but he is very important here. And I'll tell you again, Paul Micheli is my partner, and we get together every morning and talk to people.
And Peter, talk about the robotics competition, the first robotics competition coming up this weekend at Windsor High School.
Yes, it's going to be this Saturday at Windsor High School, starting at 9 o'clock and going to possibly 5. This is the first tech challenge part of the first robotics competition, where the students build more modest robots. They about 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. And they have a game they're going to be playing all day. Now, every year, the challenge is different. So the students get the challenge. This year, they got it in about September, and then they have a few months to put together a robot to reach the objectives of the game.
So what's the challenge they were given this year?
So the challenge has to do, it's called Rover Ruckus, and it's about going to a planet and looking for minerals and putting those minerals into a lander or a depot. For points.
Really? Who thinks this up?
They have game design committees at first up in Bedford, New Hampshire, and they every year they try to design games that are challenging, that have diverse objectives, that it's hard to do everything that you want to do, and basically try to engender creativity in the young students to problem solve, because essentially what the game is it's a problem, and you're going to see 27 different solutions to the problem, and to find out the best solution to the problem, we're going to play the game as a competition.
Now, is this for inspiration and recognition of science and technology?
Yes, it is. It started in 1992, became full-fledged, probably about, I'm sorry, 1986, I think. I might have the dates wrong. But, yes, it was started by Dean Kamen, the inventor of the Segway.
Oh, yeah,
but also
many,
many other things. One of the most important ones is something he invented called the slingshot, designed to give people in countries where there's not access to clean water a way to make clean water out of just about any kind of water and do it very efficiently.
Now, Peter, it seems to me that you folks, Windsor High School, I think it's great that you're right nearby, but are these young people, because of the type of what this science and technology is that we're talking about, they are really turned on by this, huh?
Yeah, they are. This contains three of the things that I love. I was a former engineer before I became a physics teacher. So to me, it has science, sports, engineering, sports, and education all in one thing.
Wow.
And it is also recognized as a high school sport in the state of Connecticut. And Connecticut has a number of excellent teams in all areas of first robotics.
Yeah, I mean, people need to understand, Peter, that the robotics competition, they need to perform tasks with these robots, actual physical tasks that they're scored on, correct?
Yes, correct. And some of the tasks, like at the beginning, have to be done all by the computer. They will use vision to try to identify targets and then act upon them. So that's a big part of the thing. That's the computer programming part, which is very, very important.
Oh,
And you got young people. This is what I get excited about. You've got these young people, and I've seen their pictures and things, but that want to do these things and then actually accomplish it.
Yeah.
I mean, can you just imagine what that's going to do for the country in general?
Yeah, that's one reason why I do this. I think it's a very, very important skill. I mean, this is the one sport in which every student participating can turn pro.
Yeah, right. It's all brain power. Hey, Peter, can folks actually come out and watch this, or is this a closed competition?
No, absolutely. It is free, open to the public. We're going to have plenty of seating.
Okay.
And the action should be going on all day. And, again, it starts at 9 o'clock and goes till, we'll say, around 4 or 5.
And this is on Saturday at Windsor High School?
Yes, it's this Saturday, and it's at Windsor High School at 50 Sage Park Road in Windsor, Connecticut.
Excellent,
and,
excellent.
Well, you know something, Peter? I'm certainly glad that you called us today, because this is the kind of something that we should be presenting to the public, because these are the young people that are going to make it and are already making it, and this has got to be told.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're trying to create a next generation that is both creative and optimistic.
All right, listen, Peter, thank you. If folks want to go all Saturday, early in the morning to late in the afternoon at Windsor High School, the first robotics competition at Windsor High robotics teacher, Peter Moore. Thanks, Peter. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. Have a good day.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 7